Zakh the Heilige Mishnah Vayitra Masechtas Shviyas Perek Gimel Mishnah Vav. Try to picture the scene. I have here a big fence, and I want to take the stones off the fence, or have people take the stones off the fence, because I want to use it for a building project someplace else. What if a neighbor is going to say, he probably wants to plant underneath it. That's why he wants to remove the stones. So we want to avoid that chashash. Amele Zakh the Mishnah Gadr Sheyeshbe, a gadr that has at least 10 big stones. That each of these stones is the type of stone shel masu shnayim shnayim, that two people would have to carry it. Then you can take it. Even during a shmiti, you can take all the stones, even the little ones. Because once it's such an important fence, it doesn't make sense for people to think that he's taking apart such an important fence just to plant underneath. Vaitra zakta mishnah, however, shir gadar, the shear of this fence to be able to take the stones is a sarat tvachim, either 10 tvachim, it has to be 10 tvachim high or more. Pachas mekain, if it was less than that, even with big stones, but if it's less than 10 tvachim, or you don't have the big stones, either they're not big enough, you don't have 10 of them, so then the din is like the machtsev. Machtsev is called a quarry. It's like that big bulk of rock that you cut out of that stones for building. Whatever halachas we learned before, apply over here. So here the Mishnah adds that v'goymimai at pachas me'aretz tefach. When you take it down, when you're cutting out the stone, you have to leave a tefach above ground level. So obviously you're not doing it to plant. Zakta Mishnah b'med v'armamurim, when do we add these conditions and restrictions to him taking down the fence? Mitach shaloi, he's taking it down from his own field. Avol mitach shal chaveri, he has some arrangement with his friend that he's taking his stones. It's not even his field. Mashu roitzi yitail. Take what you want. No one's going to be chosh at him. But his kavan is to work on the field. It's not even his field. Furthermore, ubamedvar memurim, when do we say that in his field he can't? Bizman shal lehischil, if he didn't start to take it down. Bizman shal lehischil boy, if he didn't start working on this bulk of rock or to take apart the gedder, may erev shvius. Abulam hischil, but if he started to take apart the fence, or cut away at the rack. Well, his chumay may erev shviyas. He's started even before shmita, so people see already he's doing it for building. So it's fine. Mashu writes in Neitel, and he's not tied down to the restrictions that the Mishnah gave him. So once again, chazing over our Mishnah, we said like this. Someone has a fence that is at least 10 stones. And each of the 10 stones, it would take two people to carry. You can take it down on shmita. No one's going to think you're taking apart such a fence, such a huge operation just to plant underneath. Once you have these 10 big stones, you can take apart the smaller stones as well, but it has to be at least 10 tefachim high. If it's less than that, or you don't have this amount of stones or that size stones, it has the same din as the machtsev that we spoke about earlier. In previous Mishnah, we learned that a certain amount has to be exposed from before. We learned how much has to be exposed. Here the Mishnah is telling us also that you can't cut it till the ground. You have to leave at least a tefach on top. However, these red flags, the restrictions, it has to be a certain size, a certain amount of stones, is only in his own field. But if he's removing the stones from his friend's field, he has an arrangement with his friend to remove it, he can take whatever he wants. And it's also if he didn't start Erev Shemitah, if he started Erev Shemitah, then he has the green light, even into Shemitah, because once he began before Shemitah, we know he's taking it for building, and Memela, the Chazanish explains this, we no longer have a concern.